Again and again, when I have given a talk about the Big Bang Theory, someone in the audience, during the question period, has argued that the idea of a beginning is absurd. Whatever moment we say saw the beginning of the Big Bang, there must have been a moment before that one. I've tried to explain that this is not necessarily so. It is true, for instance, that in our ordinary experience, however cold it gets, it is always possible for it to get colder. But there is such a thing as absolute zero. We cannot reach temperatures below absolute zero, not because we are not sufficiently clever, but because temperatures below absolute zero simply have no meaning. Stephen Hawking has offered what may be a better analogy. It makes sense to ask, what is north of Austin or Cambridge, or any other city? But it makes no sense to ask what is north of the North Pole. St. Augustine famously wrestled with this problem in his Confessions and came to the conclusion that it was wrong to ask what there was before God created the universe, because God, who is outside time, created time along with the universe. The same view was held by Moses Maimonides. I should acknowledge here that, in fact, we do not know if the universe did begin at a definite time in the past. André Lind and other cosmologists have recently presented plausible theories that describe our present expanding universe as just a small bubble in an infinitely old mega-universe, in which such bubbles are eternally appearing and breeding new bubbles. I'm not trying here to argue that the universe undoubtedly has some finite age, only that it is not possible to say, on the basis of pure thought, that it does not. Here again, we do not even know that we are asking the right questions. In the latest version of string theories, space and time arise as derived quantities, which do not appear in the fundamental equations of the theory. In these theories, space and time have only an approximate significance. It makes no sense to talk about any time closer to the Big Bang than about a million trillion trillion trillionth of a second. In our ordinary lives, we can barely notice a time interval of a hundredth of a second. So the intuitive certainties about the nature of time and space that we derive from our everyday experience are not really of much value in trying to frame a theory of the origin of the universe. It is not in metaphysics that modern physics meets its greatest troubles, but in epistemology, the study of the nature and sources of knowledge. The epistemological doctrine of positivism, or in some versions logical positivism, demands not only that science must ultimately test its theories against observation, which is hardly in doubt, but that every aspect of our theories must at every point refer to observable quantities.
This book is continued on Disc 6.